The following is a RapRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rap with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
stomach?
Please,
they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we are back with Total Divas once again, Season 3, Episode 3. And I'm going to go far as to say this is going to be a real humdinger of an episode. What do you think?
Well, with the preview last week of Summer returning and the fight on the street,
yeah,
this one's going to be all kinds of special.
Yeah, it's going down, y'all, and... yeah, we've got the episode, but we've also got clips of episode 4, so you don't want to miss it. So we'll tell you about all of it right after the break, right here on The Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Java! Jason the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moment.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins got a piece of salty Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
And we are back with Season 3, Episode 3. We're seeing, you know, previously what happened last season, what was Summer getting the movie role, and Natty being super bitchy about it. And then the recap from last week's episode regarding Daniel Bryan's neck surgery, and, well, the Danielson's reactions to that, and, of course, Eva's wedding.
Oh, this is going to be an episode. I can already tell. We're not even into the episode. I can already tell it's gonna be an episode though. Holy Naked Rosa.
It's on.
It really, really is.
And we are in Chicago for Payback.
Is this where we're supposed to chant, "What's his name? What's his name? What's his name?"
Nope.
No? Okay.
Hey look, it's a Stephanie.
In her nice blue dress.
In her pretty blue dress, yes.
And she's calling out Daniel Bryan. This is Payback, if you don't remember this. So Daniel Bryan, the WWE Champion, neck brace and all, comes to the ring with his wife. And Bree's talking about how they bring their real life, sometimes they bring real life into the WWE storylines. I like how they're kind of wording that, sort of.
They're working it in. It's really nice how they're blending it in.
They're blending TV with reality.
Which is interesting that they do that with Brie and Brian, but they did not do that with Nikki and John.
And we have the moment she'll, you know, fire Brie. All the girls are watching in the back. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Oh, someone's just called a bitch.
The gauntlet's being thrown down. And we see Brie quitting, and we see the girls reacting backstage. Somebody asked if Bree's going to hit her, and well, Bree just hit her.
The girls
and they're laughing.
That was an awesome moment. I remember that moment. It was tremendous.
That was a great moment.
Now we're backstage. They're like, "You just got to slap Steph. How awesome is that?"
Basically, it's Nikki, Brie, and Daniel. They're all talking, and Brie's saying that, you know, with her quitting, she can now go home with Brian.
He was supposed to be out 6 to 8 weeks. And there's the internet rumor that she's pregnant.
And they're trying to get it done. But, you know, not yet.
It hasn't happened just quite yet. They have still many kick pads to go through.
Yes, they do. And well, we are in Arizona with Brie and Brian. They are going to lunch. They're meeting the family.
The hug parade, as Daniel Bryan calls it. Walking away wealthy is the book he was given. It's what Brian needs. Brian's like, they're talking about having a backup plan. And he's like, "Do you have any skills?" "No, I don't have any skills."
And basically now they're talking about, you know, they don't have any skills, and, you know, Bree's mom is basically suggesting they do a mock interview with a company.
Oh, God. They're going to try to see where they stand in the business world. Oh God, this is going to
Oh, Jesus, this is going to be epic. I can already feel it. I love how he says they're going to hit me up for drugs, and they play Adam Rose's theme. That's amazing. And they're showing Adam Rose.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Fandango.
Adam to Layla, the new valet for Fandango at that time. Adam Rose wins. Wait.
It's a giant chicken.
It's a chicken. Nikki's like, doesn't that chicken look weird? And Eva's trying to hold it in. Hey, look!
It's Summer Rae. She's back.
Those awesome hands. She's like, I'm back. As she goes after Layla. On SmackDown. Now he's like, ooh, she looks like a damn chicken. Oh, God. And now we're getting a recap of things. Summer's done with Eva, and then the slap to Natty. Natty compares having Summer back to having sand in your bikini.
It's just not fun.
Just not fun. No. No, it's not.
And now we're back in Phoenix. He's asking if he has to wear socks.
Dress socks. He would wear regular socks, but he has to get dress socks on. And wow, this is Bree's worried we have to do math or vocabulary or whatever.
I would be more worried that she maybe didn't, you know, finish college.
Yeah. Oh God, he's in ponytail mode. Oh God.
He's in a suit. He's so awkward in a suit.
He's in a suit. Yeah, awkward. Oh, God.
She trusts me.
Oh, God. Now they're being left for the interview process with the recruiter.
Wow. She asked them if they brought their resumes, and he's like, I didn't think we need to bring one. And he's like, but I know mine.
WWE champion. She wouldn't want a 9-to-5 job. A routine would kill her.
Oh my God, Brian.
He is one. He's not Mr. Social Media, but he has 1.4 Twitter followers, and he invented the Yes Chant. Oh my God, this is freaking tremendous. Oh my God.
The recruiter's like, yeah, y'all are screwed.
Yeah, they sort of don't fit into the real world. Now we're back with Natty and Rosa. As they're getting their booties stronger. Hey, it's Summer.
Natty, don't throw the weight. Don't do it.
Hold on to the weight, Natty. Now we're getting highlights from Pants Marines and her on the set.
Notice they're not showing Ted DiBiase as the Marine.
No. Oh, God. Now he's like, you didn't hook up with any of the guys who have wives, did you? No, I'm not into that. Wow.
Damn, Natty.
Wow, she's talking up Layla's good dancer now. She, you know.
Basically, it's like, yeah, you were kind of crap, and Layla's awesome.
Wow, and Natty brings up how the other girls have done stuff already, and, you know. But that's all cartoons, and, yeah. Summer's like, Natty's like a fly on the wall to me. She don't matter. And Holy Naked Rosa shows, you know, makes have a...
She lost 20 pounds. Where the hell did she lose 20 pounds from? She wasn't that heavy to begin with.
So what if she's from... I don't get the idea. Oh, she's from North Carolina, dude. I don't get that. That is like, if you want to hang out with someone who's not nice, hang out with Summer. Alright.
Okay, so...
Alright, so... Where should we begin as we head to break here on Total Divas Throwback Extra?
We need to talk about Brie and Brian, because I think we're going to get a lot more into Summer and Natty here in a minute, and you know, in a little bit. So, yeah, Brie and Brian. This is just really kind of interesting that they're having them do this for the show, because as we all know, Brian's smart with his money. Brian has saved his money. Now, granted, Brian is not making John Cena level money, but he is being smart with his money, and I would also bet that at least one of them would potentially get a job for life with the company.
With the company in some role, but you never know. Maybe don't when you start, when especially if you're Brie, you don't want to start a family. If you're starting a family, you don't want to go back out on the road in any sort of environment. So,
no, but here's the thing. You know, it's, you could be a mentor, you could be a talent scout, you could be a producer. You know, and when I think of one of them getting a job for life, this isn't a shot at Brie, but I more see them utilizing Brian, because it's something of, you could have him come in and be a trainer at NXT, a guest trainer. You could have him be a talent scout. You could have him be a road agent, a producer. You could have him work backstage to benefit the younger talent and use what he's learned to help the next generation of WWE superstars. And Brie could do that as well, but I think Brian is a little bit more well-rounded in the business than Brie is, just because Brie has really only been in WWE, and that's it. Whereas Brian's been everywhere. And so he understands, especially when you have guys coming in from the indies, how difficult that transition can be sometimes to go from the indies to WWE.
Oh, I agree with you completely there, but the point I was going to try to make was, well, Brian's only good to them if he's healthy.
Oh, I agree.
So the point, like, job for life would be good, like a road agent or guest trainer, but he would have to be physically healthy to be able to do that. And you can't, because if he is having issues, they won't let him be a trainer, because he can drop somebody, he can lose feeling in his arm and drop somebody. So
right.
It's one of those things. But yeah, it's very interesting for the show that they put him into this real world situation where they have to come up with an idea. And Brian saved a lot of money, but I don't think he's set for life yet.
Oh no, Brian and Brie are not set for life, and so they need to consider their future, especially outside of the ring, given Brian's health situation and the fact that while he's gotten good news and he should be back in the ring hopefully by January of 2015, if everything goes right, there's no guarantee for how long Brian will be on the main roster again once he returns, if he returns. So it's something of, okay, well, say Brian's career, he comes back in January, and God forbid he hurts himself again, and that's it, he's done. What do they do?
A prime example of this is the guest we just had on the rack, Edge.
Yes.
He had the neck surgery. He had the neck fusion. And while he had a career after that point, I believe, but it was I would say 6 years later, 7 years later, his neck finally gave out. And he had suffered through a lot of problems leading up to that point. And he even blew out his Achilles. And it's like, he came back from that, came back from the neck surgery, and then until his neck finally gave out. And it's, you just never know with this type of injury, especially when you're dealing with nerves. And that's the thing with Brian. He may regain the strength, but nerves are nerves, and you never get them fully back.
No, and the thing, you know, the other side of that coin is Arn Anderson.
His career got cut short really quickly because of the neck surgeries he had, and he lost feeling in his left hand.
Right. So there are two sides to this coin, so it's something of, we'll say Brian never gets better, God forbid that happened, because we want Brian to get better, we want him to have a long and healthy career, but, you know, say he never gets that feeling back, and it comes down to Brie. How long can Brie stay in the company, if that's even what she really wants anymore, to support them before they figure out what they're going to do? And that's the $64,000 question. You know, as they said, they have no backup plan. And truth be told, a lot of people don't. A lot of people, even in everyday situations, don't have a backup plan. If you get your dream job, you don't think about doing anything else because it's literally your dream job. So say something happens. You get laid off, you get fired, you get sick of it, and you decide, hey, I want to do something else. You don't know what you want to do. You don't have that backup plan in place.
Right.
And for people in Brian and Bree's situation, I know Bree did not finish college. I don't know about Brian. I don't think Brian did either.
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, so it's, you know, basically they're lacking something that in the business world at this point is kind of a requirement. They expect you to have, at the very least, an associate's degree, but the bachelor's degree is becoming the norm. So if you want any type of real job, you really do have to have a bachelor's degree, especially with a lack of experience. So it's something of them coming into the business world, especially fresh out of WWE, they're looking at getting some pretty crappy jobs. Let's just be honest. But we'll have to see how that progresses.
Yes, yes, it will.
And we're coming back from break. We are still in Phoenix. It looks like with Bray and Brian.
Oh, they're thinking about starting a business. From inside of my... Hey, hey, Brian, you know, if you need help starting a dentist's office... You can call your buddy. He can give you some great advice.
Yep. Actually, he probably, if they want to start a business or they want to do anything involving investing, they actually probably should talk to either Kane or JBL about that.
Right.
I'm sure they would be able to hook them up.
Right. They're thinking about starting a bed and breakfast.
Now they're looking at bed and breakfasts.
Bree's like, Bree wants to do it, and she's going, yes, 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 yes. She believes she can find a way to get this started.
He's looking to market towards swingers. Oh, my God.
Bree's like, sex is with good energy, and she wants all good energy. And he's like, we can market towards swingers. Oh, my God. Daniel Bryan, I heart you.
Right?
Oh, man. So we're with Eva and Jonathan in the car at the moment.
She's showing off her headpiece.
Yeah, that headpiece, yeah. Every 4th of July, they have a big old barbecue. And they're not talking about wedding stuff. And Eva was trying to, sort of play it up where, you know, you're thinking about converting. You're considering it. And he's like, no, I'm not going to say I'm considering it. He wanted no part of that.
Dude, come on. Just...
Oh, Eva.
Oh, dear.
All right, now we're back.
We're headed to Flagstaff.
With Bree and Brian. And Josie. They're looking at the bed and breakfast they want to buy for swingers. And now we're getting a tour of the bed and breakfast with the wine area.
They can invite Nikki.
There you go. We now have a cabin room, and each room has a different theme.
But here's the thing. If you own a bed and breakfast, you'd have to live there, or you would have to hire someone to manage the property for you.
They would probably hire someone to manage the property. And she would build little cob homes, and... Then they bring up the money, and Bree's like, I would just say I'm in charge of the finances, and Brian's like, she's in charge of spending our finances. Brian says, the last thing I want to do is go into debt, since neither of us are working right now.
So I guess they paid cash for the house.
Must have. They can't afford the bed and breakfast, so she has to come up with a plan. Oh my God, these two are so awesome together. Brian's like, did you get lipstick on me? Are you sure? Are you sure? So we're at the 4th of July barbecue with Eva and her family. They're playing horseshoes. And they're talking about how Jonathan should be in the horseshoe competition and he would embarrass them all.
Oh, he's becoming part of the family.
The brothers are trying to get all about, is he converting or not? And they're trying to avoid it. They want to know part of answering the question. And Eva and Jonathan were like, we're not going to answer that right now. Oh, Jonathan's mother is there. And now the father brings up the converting thing.
He's got his mom's nose.
The mother's like, is fine with it, sort of.
The mom's like, you know, whatever he wants to do. It's his life.
Right. And they're putting all the pressure on Jonathan.
Oh. And he's like, oh, shit.
But Jonathan's like, you're throwing me under the bus.
Yeah, this.
And Jonathan's taking a walk because before he causes a scene. Oh, no. All right. So, yeah. All right.
All right. Oh, Jesus, we're going to get to Bree and Brian. Because there's more on that, clearly. We need to talk about what just happened. Oh, my God.
This is what happens when you're trying to please somebody. And the person you're trying to please is very stingy on wanting something one way. And the person who has to please the person is trying to convince another person to do it, and the other person's like, hell no, I'm not doing nothing. And we're at a crossroads of stubborn people.
Pretty much, yeah. It's basically, they're, you know, they are very religious, they're very devoted in terms of Catholicism, and they want him to convert. And as, you know, we said last week on the show, you know, obviously for him spiritually, he cannot in good conscience do that. And you have to respect that. You know, and it's something for Eva. She's doing this primarily to make her dad happy. So when he passes on, which hopefully will not be for a long time, they're on good terms. And you kind of have to wonder if she's doing this more for him or she's doing this kind of for herself as well, and it's kind of self-serving in the sense of she doesn't have bad juju.
You never want bad juju.
No.
Well, especially when you buy it on the cheap.
Canadian style.
For the shizzle. Yeah. It seems like she's trying to do it for her father. She's very... Again, when we talked to her, she's very big on family, and she's very big on pleasing her father, and with everything that's gone on, and his health, and she's just sort of trying to... She's trying her best to smooth things out between everybody. It's not going so well.
No, it's really not, and she's basically trying to, you know, when they were on their way over... She's just like, you know, we're going to basically avoid the topic. Just tell them that you're considering it. We're going back and forth about it. And that's all that you really need to say. And while obviously things didn't go that way, the brothers demanded an answer. The father demanded an answer. You know, obviously his mother doesn't care. You know, his mother, whatever he wants to do, she's cool with it. Because she respects his life choices like that, which is great. Which is wonderful, but, you know, it's something of obviously her family is putting pressure on him to convert, which he doesn't want to do. And, you know, I think he did the right thing in getting up and walking away from the situation, you know, especially when he felt a little betrayed, which, you know, truth be told, she kind of did throw him under the bus a little bit.
Yeah, she did. She was trying to get him to say things the way she wanted him said, and he was having none of it, and yeah, so yeah, he was thrown under the bus completely.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, basically, it's like, you know, do you want a Catholic wedding? If you had your way, would you have a Catholic wedding? And of course, she's kind of sitting there, and I was like, well, yeah, I would do it. And you know, it's, they don't ask his opinion; they only ask hers. And you know, because she says yes, so automatically, it's okay. Well, that's it; we're doing it. And he's like, well, wait a minute.
I didn't agree. I've not agreed to this. I'm not on board. So, we'll see.
We will see as we come back from break, where we're once again in San Francisco with Rock's favorite shot of the Bay Bridge.
It's the only one they got. And Eva's catching up with Jonathan. He needs a second. He's going to yell. He's like, whenever we get around your family, you always throw me on the bus. He's like, we're family now. I'm your husband. She feels a lot of pressure. She doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't want to disappoint her father and her family. She wants her father to feel good and proud and walk her down the aisle. He loves her, but this is ridiculous. So, yeah. So we're at an impasse right now there as we go to San Diego, California.
Where we see... Nikki's got a top on, right?
Yes, yes, she has a top on. There's the top.
Okay, it's not much of a top, but it's there.
It's there. Bree has something planned with this meeting with Nikki. She's scheming. Are you pregnant? No, oh no, you ordered a drink. You guys didn't do very well, bitch. Yeah.
Basically, she's getting ready to ask Nikki for $800,000.
They need $150,000 to put down. Now she has an idea. Brian's frugal, so she... And Bree's like, what if I borrowed money from you and John? She wants to borrow $100,000 from Nikki and John. I like how they're borrowing money from Nikki and John.
Basically, it's John.
Yeah. Maybe we've set us up with, like, a payment plan. Like, we won't charge you interest. So, yeah. Nikki's all on board for this bed and breakfast with the swingers bed and breakfast with Bree and Brian.
Oh, I can't wait for this conversation between Nikki and John. This is going to be...
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah. Yeah. So Eva has to talk to her father. She's all sad. She talks about how she didn't have Jonathan back in front of her father and her family.
Basically, she tells her father he's not going to do it.
And the father's very accepting. He's going to support them.
Basically, he's like, you know what, it's your life. And basically, he tells her that as long as she's happy, you know, mommy and daddy are going to be happy. So it's... Which is kind of interesting because this is a complete, you know, 180 from where they were at the end of last season.
Right. And Eve is like, it's the best feeling in the world to have the back of her family having her back. Jonathan's very happy that she stood up for us. He's proud of her. They've seen each other's point of view, and now this made them stronger as a couple.
These girls are really brave wearing white pants.
It's 4th of July. You're supposed to wear white on the 4th of July, right?
I wouldn't be sitting on the ground in white pants.
Oh, God. Here we go. Where's Nikki and John? John's very business smart.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, casually bringing up this bed and breakfast thing. Now she's talking about the place. It's about how they're not cheap and, you know. And the down payment is like $150,000. Bree has like $50,000. Brian used all his money for the house.
Oh my god, this is just...
Nikki's like, it'd be like $2,000 a month and you've been 6 years, you'll have all your money back. Did you like tell him how to do this? She like casually like threw this out there. And like, you know, try to manipulate where it's like, yeah, you're totally involved and it's going to happen, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I almost have to admire that. Like, that was actually really skillfully done.
Sorta.
Sorta, until, you know, she gets to the point of the money, and then it's like, wait, what?
Wait, what? All right, so we're at break right now. All right.
We're at break. Yeah, we need to talk about that. Because John's just like, he's like, yeah, you know, good for them. And he's like, you almost tell he's waiting for it.
Yeah.
He knows it's coming.
Uh-huh. And she's like, yeah. Well, if they do this, and then she has this, and Brian did this, and then they would only need this. And I've calculated it out. They would only pay, it would take like 6.5 years if they give you $2,000 a month. And Nikki tried so hard to get this money. She tried. She, like, said, oh, yeah, he'll be on board. And, like, John's like, wait, what? Okay. And this goes back to what Eva was doing, trying to do with Jonathan, trying to manipulate. See, Nikki was trying to manipulate John, saying, you know, just go along with this. Like, here's how it's already set up. Just got to basically write a check. You're cool. Nothing to worry about. I got it all handled. She's trying to manipulate the situation. And John with a brain is like, wait, what? Hold on.
Yeah, John, you know, like she said, he's very business savvy. And, well, he's going to, you know, pick up really quick that, oh, hey, yeah, by the way, I need to borrow $100,000. And there's the test of any real relationship right there is when you start loaning your girlfriend/whatever money for her sister.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, it's like, when you start loaning money, that's when things get tricky, especially since, well, John and Nikki aren't exactly on solid ground just yet. So it's kind of one of those things, they're still, you know, in that infancy of moving in together and, you know, living together. The thing is he has bought her a house. Mm-hmm. And he's at least made that investment. He's bought her a very nice car. He's made that investment. I'm sure clothes and shoes and anything else she wants, he has paid for. And, you know, she has never asked him outright for any of that. He has given that willingly, which is completely fine. Now she's asking him for $100,000, which, that's a pretty sizable chunk of change to ask for. You know, I'm sure if it were like 5 or 10, he probably would not bat an eye at it. 100's a little different.
We're at 6 figures now. That's a lot of money, and that takes a while to pay back.
Yeah. And, you know, even though she calculated it out, you know, it's going to take him 6.5 years to pay it back if they pay $2,000 every month. There's no guarantee on John's part that he's going to get that money back.
Right.
Because basically it's, he, you know, and this is all based on that he and Nikki are good right now. Say he and Nikki go south. What happens? Are Bree and Brian still going to pay that money back? I would guess they would because, you know, at the very least, Brian is an honorable man and he's going to hold to what he agrees to. But, you know, in terms of Bree, maybe not so much. So at that point, does John just eat that debt? Is he out whatever's left? You know, there's no basically collateral against the loan, which is going to get really tricky really quick. Because it's like, well, if John's giving them the down payment, essentially for the majority of the down payment, then technically shouldn't John be a part of the mortgage in some way, shape, or form, because he's giving them that money. So that way, worst case scenario, if something happens, he doesn't lose his investment.
But would he want to be a part of the mortgage? Because then if it falls under, he's responsible.
He's one of the parties responsible.
But I don't think he would want that full responsibility.
No, he wouldn't want that full responsibility. But he's going to want more than just, you know, the word of Bree and Brian, not that there's anything wrong with it, or Nikki, not that there's anything wrong with it, that he is going to get this money back.
Oh, I know.
Because, you know, if anybody is smart with their money, it is clearly John Cena. You know, and he's to the point where he's set for life. He's good. But he's not just throwing money around for the sake of throwing money around. He's being smart with it. He's being conscious with it. And he knows, it's very apparent in his nature, he keeps track of everything. So he knows where every penny is going. Mm-hmm. And so for Nikki to be like, oh yeah, can you just give Bree and Brian $100,000 and they'll pay you back whatever? Yeah, that's not going to sit well.
No, so.
As we come back for break in San Diego, California, we're back with Nikki and John.
John's like, they have no experience. You want me to really do this? John's been through this before where he's doled out money and he's never got his money back. But when it comes to family members. And John's like, this is a huge, huge risk. And, well, this thing did not go as planned. John's like, I'll tell Bree. I'll tell her no. John's been screwed over.
Yeah, he's making a visit. You know, and he brings up very valid points. It's a wow, that's a really tall hamburger.
That's a big burger. It's like, just because I like eating hamburgers, I'm not going to open a food joint. And now we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, and he brings up very valid points. It's they can't prove that they can run a business.
Right? Brian's not happy now. Brian's like, you shouldn't even.
Brian's pissed.
Brian's like, you should have talked to me about this. Like, I can't take over my care of my own family. It's not just a you, it's an us now. Brian's like, I can't believe you thought that was a good idea.
Oh my god, we are going to get into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh no, here we go.
Here it comes! And hey, it's the Exotic Express!
Hey, it's Natty, it's Summer, it's Rosa. This is Natty and Rosa's car, and, you know. Rosa.
Oh, Rosa. Oh, honey. Yeah. Best intentions.
Natty's pissed because Summer's in the car. Like, bring a rattlesnake into your car and having fun. Did he bring beer? Oh, wait, wrong rattlesnake.
Yeah, wrong rattlesnake. Okay. Okay, so the fight's going down.
A fight's next, going down next, yeah. So, all right.
We need to go back to Bree and Brian and John and Nikki. We just need to go back to that because, yeah. Okay, John makes some very valid points.
He does.
They've never run a business before.
Correct.
They have no experience in any type of business environment. And, you know, we don't even know if they can do basic accounting. They don't have any type of business plan in place. They're just going to buy this and run it as is. You know, it's something of they haven't considered, at least in terms of the show, who's going to run this place in their absence while they're still on the road. Are they going to keep the house that they just bought, or are they going to move to Flagstaff to live on the property? Because if they're not going to sell their house and they're going to stay wherever they're at, then they're going to need to hire a property manager to run the property full time. That's an additional expense.
Yes. And you got to, again, you also have to do, you have to inspect the place. You have to do all that work before you just jump right in and just put down a down payment. Just because it looks nice on the outside, on the inside, doesn't mean there's stuff, you know.
Right. It's in the desert, which means it's got to deal with the dry air and the heat, and that's going to cause wood to age faster and give way faster than it would in any other normal circumstance, because it's just the timbers aren't designed for that type of environment. So and they admitted when they were leaving that the place needed work. So it's something of you're buying a fixer-upper. Neither of you are really familiar with construction. You're already in the process of potentially renovating a new house that you've just bought. And now you're looking at buying a bed and breakfast because, you know, you guys are freaking out about the future. Here's the thing. If you want to invest in your future, why don't you take a couple business classes? Why don't you take a couple accounting classes? Why don't you learn how to work within a corporate/business world, especially if you're going to start your own business? Because the thing is with running your own business is you're your boss, and yeah, that's great, but you're responsible for everything. So if it goes south, it's on you. And you have to know how to handle the books, how to manage people, how to market, how to do all that stuff. Bree and Brian don't necessarily know how to do that. So it's like, why don't you guys, you know, take a few classes? It's like, guess what? Yeah, it's the perfect place now. And it's a bed and breakfast. It's not going to necessarily go anywhere.
If the Property Brothers taught us anything, when you get a fixer-upper, a lot of problems come up.
Yeah. And it's something of, you never know, and, you know, there's also the maintenance costs that they're not necessarily factoring in. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they're not necessarily considering when they're looking to buy a bed and breakfast. It's just, oh, we're going to buy something, and we're going to run it, and we're going to make money, and we're going to be set. And that's really naive to walk in and think about, because it's like, well, yeah, bed and breakfasts are great in the high season. What are you going to do in the low season?
Right.
You know, is it near anything that would warrant tourist traffic?
Right. And there has to be a reason why it's up for sale.
Right. Other than the owner may just want to get out. But it's something of, if it's not near anything, and it's really just out in the middle of nowhere, then you're not going to get any business. It's like, again, when you're looking at places, you have to think about that. You're not buying a house. You're buying a business. You're buying a rental property, where you're renting rooms to people. So it's something of, you have to figure, okay, well, they're going to want to be near shops, restaurants, attractions, all those things. Because people are going to want to rent a room closest to all that as opposed to further away. especially if it's in walking distance.
Correct.
Because then that's something of, oh, hey, we can leave the car at the hotel and we can just walk into town.
Pretty much, yeah.
So it's like, you know, and John makes a lot of valid points that they have not considered any of that, and they, you know, there's no proof that they're going to be able to succeed. And like we said, if they don't succeed, he's left holding the bag.
Which has happened to him many, many times, apparently.
Yes, which isn't surprising.
No, it's not.
So, you know, he's going to be cautious, and he's going to be careful and make a business decision. Now, the flip side of this is Bree did all of this supposedly without Brian knowing, which is a big no-no.
And John called Brian and told him, and it's like, what did you do, Bree? Bree, what did you do?
Just as an example, say, you know, like your girlfriend or wife went to, say, your brother and asked him for money and didn't tell you. You'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah. I mean, you would be. I would be.
Because he made the very valid point of, it's not you anymore, it's us. It's not your money anymore, it's our money. And, you know, you're gambling with our future. And Brian was basically telling her when they were at the bed and breakfast, we can't afford this right now.
Right.
We need to think about this because, you know, all the money's tied up in the new house. And she just wants to press ahead. And it's like, no, you need to talk about it and y'all need to come to the decision, which the decision is probably going to be no, because guess what? Y'all can't afford it. Now, he gets back out on the road, he starts working again, you start working again, then it's a different story.
Right.
But yeah, so, whoo, okay. And we're going from one fight to another as we come back from break, because, well, as we teased last week, we're in the car with Summer and Rosa and Natty, and it's very uncomfortable.
Natty's complaining about her nose. And how she has a, you know, needs to, she has the sniffles a lot if she doesn't use the nasal spray every day. And it's basically because of the slap heard around the world last season. And now he's just like, never mind, like, he doesn't want to go there, she's going to just not say anything, and someone's like, is it because I hit you or something?
Rose is like, oh, shit.
What did I just do? What kind of words did I just open up? Now Summer's like, you're knocking it. Oh, my gosh, my nose. Oh, my gosh, my nose. And Rose... and then he calls her a trashy person.
Rose is like, oh, crap, what have I done?
I just opened a can of worms.
Holy naked Rosa, what did you do?
Right.
Oh!
And now she brings up TJ. Ooh. And now we're pulling off on the side of the road. Now he's a crazed woman going off on the side of the road. Because the husband was broken and brought up. Now he opens the car door. She's getting out. And now she's opening the trunk. And, well, someone's bag is going on the side of the road. Now calls Summer a piece of crap. Summer's just like not having any of it. Calls her hair cheap. And Summer's like, my hair's real. And then she calls Natty's a mullet. Now Natty calls her a piece of trash. Summer's going like, you're a crazy woman. You're pulling us on the side of the road. She shuts the door. Natty opens the door. Grabs her by the hair. Pulls her out of the car, Rosa's screaming, and
oh god, just, oh my gosh, and now Summer's getting pulled out of the car.
Oh my god,
the dress falls down, Rosa.
Holy half-naked Summer. And now he takes her stuff.
Oh, and Summer's calling the cops.
Now he shoves her.
Jesus.
Nat and Summer punches her. And Rosa's trying to,
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's got real. They're taking shots at each other's bodies now. Rosa's having none of it. Natty's just walking away. Rosa's having the nervous breakdown. I just came out of rehab. I can't do this. I can't do this. Rosa's like, we're not going to talk to each other. We're not doing anything. Rosa's going to drive. Rosa can't handle this. Rosa's like, we're not talking. We're just going to drive. We're going to sit here as three adults, quiet, on the road, driving to the next town. Oh, my God. Awkward.
Daddy's just like...
Awkward.
What the hell have I gotten into? And we're just, you know, we're going to pause there because we need to talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
Because we skipped a break. So we're just going to talk about that whole thing because holy naked Rosa.
Yeah. All right, go. Just go.
Wow. That was wow. Oh, okay, y'all. All right, you can tell. Natty and Summer do not like each other.
No.
There is no love lost there. None.
Yeah.
That was special.
Yeah, they're bringing up cellulite and.
Cellulite and basically Summer called Natty fat. And Summer was going to call the cops because Natty assaulted her. And this is getting ugly.
And then Rosa having a mental breakdown. She can't handle the two of them. Well, you shouldn't have put the two of them in the same car together.
Yeah, like, here's the thing, dude. Like, Natty told you she didn't like her. Natty warned you. She didn't want to deal with her, and, like, you brought her in the car, and no offense to Rosa, but you kind of reap what you sow there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and Summer was basically like, yeah, I don't want to get in the car during the cutaway. Like, she's like, Natty's not going to let me in the car. And sure enough, wouldn't you know it, shit went down. Like, they both tried to warn her. Before this happened, that's the thing, and Rosa didn't listen, and she's like, no, it'll be fine, and it's like, yeah, this is not fine, but I love how she's like, we're not talking,
we're just driving, no talking, we're just gonna sit here, three adults, no talking, silence for another 100, 200 miles, just gonna sit here.
Somebody go to sleep.
With their hands in our laps, like we're 5-year-olds, no talking. Talking.
Yeah, you could tell, like, Rosa just... Yeah, and Natty's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
No talking. No talking. We're just gonna drive. I can't...
Yeah,
I have a photo shoot in the morning. I can't deal with this.
Honey, if you can't deal with this kind of stuff, you don't need to be doing this. I'm sorry. That's just... If this gives you a nervous breakdown, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, we're gonna come back. We're backstage. Hey, it's Tony Chimmel.
Hey, Tony Chimmel. And it's Natty and Rosa. Natty's like, that shouldn't have escalated that way, but it did. Natty's like, no one has your back more than I do here. She was trying to give people chances, and she... Well, Rosa, they both told you. They weren't going to bond. She wanted them to bond.
Yeah, Rosa has learned her lesson.
Don't put them in the same car together.
Don't put them anywhere together except the ring.
In the ring, yeah.
It's probably the best place for them.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, look, they're in Philly!
Hey, it's Philly! Wizard World with the Bellas.
Is this the one that won? No, Bray wasn't at this one.
No. This was the one where the rumor started of Brie being pregnant. This is before Payback. Just sort of... I believe it was before Payback. No, it might have been after. It might have been right after. Because I think she quit then.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You need to work on being a Y101 and you can be a bitch sometimes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're still at Wizard World.
Shots are being taken. Serious shots are being taken. Oh my goodness.
Bree's upset. She's trying to keep a straight face. And, yeah. Like how they're having conversation in front of cameras as they're signing autographs in front of fans. Well, not really in front of fans. They're just signing autographs at this point.
They're probably doing pre-signs. And
yeah. Yeah, they're doing the pre-signs that they sell and stuff like that. Bree would stage some homes and Nikki would sell them and they would work together. That's not a bad idea.
That's really not, especially since she's got a realtor's license in San Diego.
Yeah. Now we're back home with Brian and Bree. At Josie. Bree's like, she knows that Brian's still mad at her. It's been a tough summer for them. I thought we were only in June. But, okay. She went into panic mode. She said, I felt so right, but I don't know why, but it just did.
Basically, it's, I screwed up, please forgive me.
Brian's like, thank you for apologizing, your heart was in the right place. Communication, again, is key. Every episode...
That's key for this season, communication.
Yeah. Anything over $100 they need to talk about. Including going out drinking with your sister. When you're in remote, you don't communicate anything in remote. And he brings up the handcuffs. Oh, Lord. Oh, good Lord. Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
Okay!
Okay.
Okay, so next week, it's... Wow. Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, basically communication, y'all. Communication is your friend. If you're married, communication is key.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out. I don't even know how to sum that up other than just damn. Holy... I mean, just damn.
Holy Naked Rosa.
Holy Naked Rosa. Yeah, that's an apt term. So now we're just going to transition right to next week because next week looks like it's going to be just as saucy. Well, guys, we promised you a humdinger of an episode, and I say we delivered, or at least E delivered. What do you think?
They delivered tenfold. That's for damn sure. I can't wait for next weekend. Yeah, stuff's going to go down next week. Holy crap, it's going to go down.
Yeah. Next week is just going to be as good as this week and the weeks prior. They are definitely delivering a jam-packed season of Total Divas. So, if you want to hear all about it, tune in next week to the Rec Extra Total Divas for Season 3, Episode 4. But as for, Episode 3, I say we're done.
Yes, we're done. So, thanks everyone for listening. Hope you had fun. We did.